This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's legislative session is over. Lawmakers adjourned last night. Democrats used their majority to pass bills on guns, climate change, the healthcare industry, and criminal justice reform. Republicans have said they're frustrated with the breadth of what Democrats did this session and have warned that if voters feel the state has moved too far to the left, they could punish the majority in the next election. The sounds of the Colorado Springs Philharmonic won't accompany the city's 4th of July celebrations as they normally would. CPR arts reporter Monica Castillo checked in with the musicians for the latest in their labor fight with management.
The musicians' union and management are still in arbitration over a contract dispute. Jeremy Van Hoy with the musicians says as a result, recordings of their music won't accompany the city's annual 4th of July fireworks show.
The matter of our labor and our recordings that we produced with our musicians in the past, as of now, we're not allowing them to be used, and if they're trying to force that issue, it's unfortunate.
The Philharmonic says the show will go on, but it's unclear with whose music. Van Hoy says he hopes the sides can agree on a new contract in time to play concerts in the fall. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic is the NBA's MVP. He's been named Most Valuable Player, the league's top individual award. Jokic is the first Nugget to win that distinction. The Nuggets are behind in their second-round playoff series against Phoenix. They lost Game 1 Monday. Game 2 is tonight. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.